beaches of Hawaii to the shores of the Puget Sound. You are now tuned into the Aloha State with the Hawaii Radio Connection. And now your hosts, Brenna Gomes and Uncle Danny.
Well, good morning. Aloha kakahiaka. What a beautiful day already starting out in the Puget Sound area.
Aloha, Washington. It really is nice. Looked like Hawaii, sounds like Hawaii, feels like Hawaii, almost.
Yeah, but yesterday, I'm sorry, Uncle. I was like, no way. I could handle yesterday. Oh, that was too much. No
I know.
Way.
I got the same thing. I got a call from somebody. Yeah. He's saying, hey, would you like that? I said, too hot. Too hot, man. Too hot.
Yeah, hard to believe, boy. The temperature was just scorching yesterday. But hey,
can I talk about a special show?
Go ahead, Uncle. What we got
hey,
coming up?
Hey, folks, you are in for a treat. This is very, very, very special. Going to have four Portuguese on the air at the same time.
Exactly.
Coming up on our show, we have a special treat for you as Daddy Gomes, Stephen Sr., joins us all the way from the island of Kauai.
Grab the phone over there. Grab the microphone. Go ahead. Good morning.
You? Good morning.
Welcome. Dude, come in Hawaiian Airlines Thursday night. Everything okay?
Yeah, except when we landed, I thought they broke all our wheels.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And thanks for bringing all the hot temperatures, because when you guys came Thursday, that's when it was hot, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, even more special. We have young Micah Gomes with us, too.
All right, Micah, give him big aloha. Get right on that microphone. Get close to him. Go ahead.
Aloha.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you, Mu'iloa and mahalo very much.
We have three generations of Gomes with us this morning.
It'll be a good fun day, no, Uncle?
Yeah, we're going to have fun. And, of course, we play a lot of Ono Hawaiian music. If you want to call us, 206-343-5972 or Elua, Nahelu, E Ono, E Kolu, E Ha, E Kolu, E Lima, E Iva, E Hiku, Elua. Brother Gomes, what's coming up on Hawaii Radio Connection News and Sports?
In a dramatic turnaround, the Akaka Bill gains the support of Governor Linda Lingle. Amazing, yep. Fallout from the veto by Governor Linda Lingle over the civil unions bill. Hawaiian Airlines passengers get an unexpected stay in Vegas. Uncle Danny will have your weekend weather report. In Hawaii Radio Connection Sports, a Kauai teen wins the prestigious NSSA National Surf Contest in California, and a junior golfer from Hawaii wins a national tournament. Well, before we get started with some Ono Hawaiian music, I know Micah Gomes wants to make himself known. Micah, you got a joke for us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it.
What's black and white and goes around and around?
Okay, what's black and white and goes around and around? I don't know. What is that?
A penguin in a revolving door.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Oh, hey, we started out good.
Chip of the old block.
Yeah, Danny Gomes, what do you think? He get future. All right.
Yeah, for that.
Good for you. Well, we're going to start with some music now. We got a little Hoku Zurmeister. We're going to feature Weldon Keka Oha. And Weldon's going to play a song about Lanai.
Oh.
And then after that, we're going to go into a song by Dennis Kamakahi, one about Kauai. We got them all covered this morning. Okay, the Portuguese rule this morning.
Hey.
Oh, let me get the welding going. Welding kick out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lanai, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, here we go. Welding kick out. Who will be in concert? We'll tell you all about it.
Que ya no Aloha, this is Dennis Kamakahi, and you're listening to the Hawaiian Radio Connection.
Oh, we got some technical issues, Uncle Kalamai. If you could help me while I go figure this out.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to, you know, play a Kauai song after a song about that great island of Lanai. So,
exactly. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try it one more time. All right. Okay, let me see if I get them right here. Okay, here. Oh, the CD not taking them. I'm not sure. Okay. Here we go. I'll go stop this one. And then I just wanted to verify some information with you, Uncle.
Okay.
What you guys got coming up today? You guys got something special going on this morning. You're going to be out there this morning at the kind, Kona Kitchen.
I can't, but the gang is there. And if you guys aren't doing anything, you want to hear some good stuff, jam, Hawaiian style, go to Kona Kitchen, have something to eat, and listen to some great music with Grandpa, you know, Greg Porter and probably Al and a whole bunch of the guys are going to be there. It should be fun.
Excellent. Let's get into the music now and see if we got it. Dennis Kamakahi, Maika'i no Kauai.
Ai, Maika'i Kauai, he molele I tamali. Mai ka I ka rua I he mohelele I ka mahali e Kupu ke lake lake po o ka o wae ale ale Kupu ke lai hakala niki niki la ki la tatabai kini Ano ka hela o pu alino hao o alatai Malo e lo e tua uri e mai e tapua ke i ho o e a hala lo mauna hina Hena ni mai ta i he molele i te alo hi ti manu Yana tāpua I lima I a tālo a me ka laula Tahe ke he I a aoi a tuahi Paha ole a mea make make ole o nanga He mata ha mata e te o o tapalai Te tonante Kanaka manua tepa Te kupe tunua inu Nā taha ua o hanale Ua ua la 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 la
on the Hawaii Radio Connection, that was Dennis Kamakahi singing about Maikai,
yes,
Kauai.
Yes, that great island of Kauai.
Yep. And we're going to talk to the people from the great island of Kauai, especially Daddy Gomes, in a few moments, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on the island.
You know, capitalize the people. He is him. It's him.
Yeah, exactly.
The person.
He is
the man.
The, yeah, unofficial mayor of Omau.
Yeah, yes.
Daddy Gomes is. Yeah. You know, mayor of Omau. Every time you people, they come to you for talk things about Omau.
I'm not really the mayor, but when they call the mayor, you just kind of laugh, yeah?
Exactly.
Because there are a lot of mayors that.
Exactly.
Somebody else appointed.
Yeah, they got mayors all over the place on Kauai, you know?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Well, when we come back, we'll take care of that. We'll also get your Wakini Kona report all for you here on the Hawaii Radio Connection.
So blessed and honored and humbled and just in awe of the one and only Peter Booz at the Kauai Family Restaurant. Aloha, how are you?
Aloha, Brother Gomes.
So would you say that Kauai Family Restaurant has probably one of the best breakfasts for Saturday morning?
If according to the locals, yeah. Well, we're the only ones that sell, Portuguese sausage and a kalo pig and eggs, you know, beef stew, tripe stew for breakfast. So do pancakes and call it a French toast.
Portuguese sweet bread French toast, eh?
Yeah, Portuguese sweet bread French toast, yeah.
Bugger nice and thick, eh?
That bugger sells a lot. I'd like to invite all you guys out, try our Saturday breakfast, 9:30 to 3:30 on Saturday morning to the afternoon.
All right, tell everybody the directions and the telephone number for the Kauai Family Restaurant.
I-5, north or south, get to exit number 162. And it'll take you to Michigan Street, you hang a right, go two blocks, take a left on 6th. We're right there on 6th and Michigan, 206-762-3469. We also do takeouts, and we also do limited catering. Aloha and mahalo.
It'll be the third annual Aloha O Na Kupuna Hawaiian Music and Dance Festival, Saturday, July 17th at Kennedy High School in Burien. The event opens at 9 a.m. with a Hawaiian kind breakfast and closes at 9 o'clock at night. We have a full day of entertainment, authentic Hawaiian food, arts and crafts, vendors, and activities for all the keiki. Part of the proceeds from this year's event go to the Ben Lagme Medical Expenses Heal My Heart Fund. The event will feature a lot of entertainment, including Auntie Manulono and the Aloha Serenaders featuring Gary Medeiros. Tickets available at the door. The third annual Aloha O Na Kupuna Hawaiian Music and Dance Festival, Saturday, July 17th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be an incredible weekend, Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the first annual Uwajimai Polynesian Music Festival at the Renton Store. The two-day event features Ono food, haupia eating contests, and wall-to-wall entertainment. On Saturday, join the Hawaii Radio Connection for a live broadcast at 9 a.m. The music starts at 11 with Samoan, Tongan, and Fijian cultures. Then Auntie Claire Cortez and her Hala Hula Kaliko A'e'o Lele, who performs Tahitian and Hawaiian dance. Saturday also features music with Elias Ka'uhane and Auntie Manu and the Aloha Serenaders with Gary Medeiros. On Sunday, the lineup includes Uncle Greg and Coconut Humu, Uncle Danny Cope Weekend Friends, Auntie Muri Ka'apana with Halau Hula Pulamahia Ika Liko Lehua, Island Flavor with Uncle Bobby, and wrap it up with Auntie Manolono and the Aloha Serenaders. Sister Kulina will be at the Seattle store on both Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with Hawaiian music, hula, and prizes. So join us for a memorable weekend of Polynesian music, on Hawaiian food, and lots of fun. That's Saturday, July 31st, and Sunday, August 1st, at the first annual Uwajamaya Polynesian Music Festival at the Renton store, 501 South Grady Way. This is the Can't Miss Culture. Aloha and welcome to the Hawaii Radio Connection. Brother Gomes along with
Uncle Danny
and our special guest, Daddy Gomes. Aloha.
Aloha.
Welcome to the Hawaii Radio Connection. Time for the Wakini Corner Report, brought to you by HGS Travel at the Hawaii General Store.
Hey, tonight at the Showbox in Seattle, it's Summerfest 10, Reggae Rager with Catch a Fire, Island Bound, and Corey Lancey. Ticket info at all Hawaiian-style businesses or at Ticketmaster.
The Seattle Ukulele Players Association will get together tomorrow at Ballard Northwest Senior Center. Song Circle starts at 2:30 p.m. Info at seattleukulele.org.
Hey, the third annual Aloha Nakupuna Festival at Kennedy High School in Burien is on Saturday, July 17th. Fun starts at 9 a.m., goes all night. The event will feature Auntie Manulono and the Aloha Serenaders.
The annual Seattle Bonadori Festival at Seattle Buddhist Church is Saturday, July 17th and Sunday, the 18th. Brother Gomes will hang out with there. That's going to be a good
fight. I was wondering if you're going to be there.
I know you do. Fun starts 4 o'clock on Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sunday. Information at seattlebitsuin.com.
On Thursday, July 22nd, Weldon Kekaoha will be in free concert at Edward State Park in Kenmore. The concert is part of the Kenmore Summer Concert Series. Starts at 6 p.m. Saturday, July 24th. It's a concert in Hoʻike with Weldon Kekaoha and Nahanu o Kuʻule Aloha at the IKEA Performing Arts Center in Renton. Starts at 5 p.m. Ticket info at Weldon Tickets at nahanu.com.
The Wajamaya First Annual Polynesian Festival at the Renton Store, Saturday, July 31st and Sunday, August 1st. Join us for a live broadcast, 9 a.m. Saturday morning, right from the store. And then the two-day event will feature Auntie Manulono, Auntie Muri. We've got Samoan, Tongan, and Fiji music. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brother Gomes will MC. Uncle Danny going to play music. So everybody will be there. Come down and join us again, Saturday, July 31st and August 1st, Sunday.
Hey, info available at our website, HawaiiRadioConnection.com.
Well, again, we are really blessed that we got the one and only Daddy Gomes coming all the way from Kauai. And, Dad, thank you so much for coming up. This is your, I guess, semi-annual visit. Last time was 2 years ago, no?
Right.
You guys had fun when you guys came last time, too?
Oh, yeah. Always you have fun.
Looking forward to going. Where are we going now, tomorrow?
Oregon.
You know where we're going in Oregon or what?
Lincoln City.
You like that place?
Oh, yeah, by the beach.
But how the beaches compared to here and there?
Can I swim?
Hey, we got this one for you. No can swim.
No can swim.
And you get something back on Kauai that you have every day called a board meeting. What does that mean? What is that board meeting?
Yeah, we meet every day by Lawai Store, guys that are on retirement and had positions that they held on pretty good positions. So
They were working before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every one of us had a pretty good position. So they made a little talk about, look at the board members meeting again. They're going to decide what they're going to do.
The future of Hawaii is at stake.
I thought you said it was because everybody bored and they get together.
Well, another party joke.
Huh?
I don't know too much about that.
You don't know about the board because everybody bored. Okay. You know, when we get together, you like to talk about stories from before. You know, the old days, talk about the plantation. You guys' plantation life was like back in the old westerns. The way people used to fight and throw blows and get things done and teamwork and power struggles and all kinds of stuff, eh?
Well, you know, at that time, education never meant very much. As long as you had one hoe, one shovel or pick, you worked for a plantation. You never came there with one degree.
Yeah.
It wasn't like today, you got to get some degree. In those days, as long as you could work and you could just give to the company, you know,
you got a paycheck.
All what you can do for them, you know. And there were not very many machines. There were a lot of mules and you know, wagons and stuff where they would load it. And we went through all that. And as the time went by, things got to be modern. Instead of the trains, they went to trucks. You know, cheaper to run the trucks than the trains to change the tracks around. So that's why they kept going modern, you know, each time until...
The Pauhana, no?
Tilean.
How many years were you in plantation business?
46.
46 years. Wow. Yeah. Now, you were at the point, Uncle Danny, you're going to blow your mind when you hear this.
No. I grew up on plantation Lanai, remember?
That's right. You pineapple,
that's
yeah?
That's right, yeah. So it's finishing, listening to the other side.
But you went from the point where the heights, where you guys got bonuses one or 2 years there when you were working.
Yeah, we had $1,000 bonus. First time I ever see $1,000 in my life. And the funny part, the bonus came to Oahu. To the Korean bars.
The family program, hey.
They went to the Korean bars, yeah. So you guys had bonuses, but then you also seen the end, yeah?
We see the close one by one. It didn't happen all one time.
Yeah, yeah.
It started with Kilauea. They were the first. Then they went on down the line. Then they came down to Grove Farm. Then they start to merge, put things together, mm-hmm. become stronger. For a while, they were strong until, I guess, the demands, you know, stronger you are, the more demands too.
Yeah.
Until the price of sugar, the government didn't help very much anymore.
Yeah.
That's when it came to the end.
They had price structures in place and all that. And it was because of that, then it went kind of down, no?
Yeah.
Now, what is this? Every Friday, you and who is your good friend? What's his name? Every Friday you guys go. What is this? Like, you gotta tell everybody what's going on with this Friday thing.
Oh, down at the inspectors.
Uncle Danny, listen to this.
That sounds.
I tell you, guys, they give names to everybody on Kauai. Yeah, okay, so what is this about the inspectors?
Every Friday I go with this guy Souza. Mm-hmm. Well, he and I went to school together from young kid. Eh?
What school was this?
Catholic school.
You guys went to Catholic school and you guys went to high school too?
Yeah, then went to high school. He went in the service and I went to the plantation.
Yeah.
Then our other friend, John Vinina, stayed with the cesspools. Mm-hmm. From cesspools right to the septic tanks from, you know.
That's his company, yeah?
Yeah, that's
he's
his company.
He's huge on Kauai, yeah? Right? He's the one that drives the 2010 big trucks and the phones and everything.
Yeah,
he gets
the
money, you know him.
Gives the orders from the hospitals.
Oh, my gosh. So he worked from a hospital bed.
Right.
Too good, Eve. And so what happens on Friday? You and Souza, what do you guys do?
We go around, I guess, seeing some friends that we know on the other side, like Hawaiian Homes. You get Joe Sugai, get all our other friends, the Emery Keawe. And we go visiting them because we went work with them and school with them. So we know just about where they live. So we go to the house, talk story. Yeah?
Every Friday, you and him?
Every Friday, we'd go. And we'd go from... all the way from Anahola Hawaiian Homes, go around there, then we'd come back. Then we'd go down to our friend Jervis.
Yeah.
They worked. Everybody had something to do with working together.
Yeah.
And we'd visit all these guys. Then we'd go see all kind of things. And a guy used to say, look, the inspector's going again, checking things.
They say, you guys, hey, well, when you guys stop visiting, you guys give little recommendations.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell them, hey, you know, you guys might better off make the job better like this, huh?
Yeah, they always had some kind of, for the young people, they always used to come see for some advice.
Oh, no kidding. So they would actually seek you guys out for advice
yeah,
and how
right.
things were
because
working at the plantation.
Many of them started where we started. And the funny thing about it, we never know that how much we could help them.
You it's know, amazing how much you guys learned over the years, yeah?
Like, for instance, one of our friends, they used to use dynamite for, you know, these rocks and all that kind of stuff. Today, they get all kind of different things. They get things with points on top and no worry about, you know, getting permits.
Mm-hmm.
They dynamite places and, you know, do things that... sometimes get damages here and there.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today, you don't worry about that.
Oh, cool. Wow, boy, you guys are just knowledgeable, huh? Well, more music for you, more with Daddy Gomes. And then, Micah Gomes, do you have a joke ready to go? All right, get over here, Micah Gomes. This is your opportunity to get close to the microphone. Pick that microphone up. All right, you got a joke? All right, here we go, Micah.
Why do penguins carry fish in their beaks?
Why do penguins carry fish in their beaks? Why?
Why?
Because they haven't got any pockets.
Oh. Thank you very much.
The next comedian.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Good one.
I'm living on an easy, a little bowl of wheat. I have no money to suit my heart. I'm living on an easy, a little bowl of wheat. I have no money to suit my heart. So porky, she has that personality to see my journey out.
I go knock like a jack.
I go see Maggie. She looks so porky. She has that personality to see my journey out.
Nice Hawaiian something. Hey, coming up in a few moments, it's Hawaii Radio Connection News and Sports.
Sound of the cash registers ringing up here at the new Renton Wajumaya. We're going to ask people who shop here what they think about this new location.
Loving it. I used to live up in Northgate, so I would go to Chinatown all the time, so I'm very happy that there's one close by now.
It's a great addition to this Renton area down here. The desserts here, the mochi ice cream, the mochi for breakfast, and just sushi.
It just looks nice and clean, and everything is open and fresh.
Beautiful. I like it. It's only 10 minutes away from the house.
You've been shopping at Wajumaya for a long time, huh?
Yeah, since 1945.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful that they're here.
Hi. What do you think about this new Wajumaya?
Fruits, produce are fresh.
What do you like about it?
I think the environment, you know, compared to other Asian stores, cleanliness is important to me, so and it looks welcoming and it looks nice.
How about you? Why do you like the Renton Wajumaya?
What's going on?
Well, as you can hear, people in South King County love the brand new Renton Wajumaya. Wajumaya, quality Asian groceries and gifts since 1928.
Hawaii Radio Connection News and Sports is brought to you by Bobby's Hawaiian Style Restaurant. Starting Wednesday, enjoy Ono, Bobby's Hawaiian Style Restaurant cakes like coconut halpia, guava, or lilikoi passion fruit at all Wajumaya stores. That's Bobby's Cakes at Wajumaya stores, guava, halpia, and lilikoi. Info at 425-259-1338.
Now, with Hawaii Radio Connection News and Sports, here's Brada Gomes.
Aloha kakahiaka. It is 9:31 in Wakini Kona, 6:31 Hawaii Standard Time. Well, turnaround for the Akaka Bill. Uncle Danny, you're not going to believe this story. On Wednesday, Governor Linda Lingle said she now strongly supports the Akaka Bill. The Native Hawaiian Federal Recognition Bill was changed by its sponsor, U.S. Senator Daniel Akaka. But this was done after the urging of Senator Daniel Inouye and others. Akaka changed the language to satisfy Lingle. The changes make it clear that the new Hawaiian government would not be immune from state lawsuits to enforce the state's regulatory power. A Republican, Lingo says she is sending letters to senators to express her strong support for the bill. The bill has been in front of Congress for close to a decade, with each time failing to get out of the Senate. The bill is expected to be voted on by the Senate this month. How important is that to you, Uncle?
I think it's very important. You know, for a while we talked to Representative Hirono, and she had indicated that Governor Lingle was not for the bill, which was one of the reasons it's staying in the Senate without getting any action. So this should help. And you guys get ready to get involved. Become part of it.
Yep. Governor Linda Lingle made national news this week when she vetoed legislation to grant civil unions to same-sex couples. Now national gay rights activists are looking at ways to retaliate, including boycotting. Anger has boiled over to the point groups are encouraging to stay away from Hawaii. But Hawaii gay rights groups say a boycott would hurt Isle residents and businesses that have supported civil unions. Some others say a boycott is needed. Kamehameha schools acknowledged this week they accepted another non-native Hawaiian student. In a letter, the school says the student was picked from a wait list. The school has campuses on Oahu, Maui, and the Big Island. It's the third non-native Hawaiian student admitted. I hope that non-native Hawaiian student is Portuguese, because we need some. Anyway.
Almost the same as Hawaiian.
Yeah. After a two-year investigation, you guys got to listen to this story. This is unbelievable. 14 people were arrested for allegedly growing and distributing marijuana on Hawaii Island under the guise of religion. The group busted belonged to a so-called church organized in the religious use of marijuana. The founder, Richard Christie of Hilo, says, he is the leader of THC Ministry. He claims to have a state license to perform weddings and license to provide the drug. Christie claims that marijuana is a sacrament. Yeah, some guys, I don't know.
I might want to join that church.
Okay. And finally, the several hundred Hawaiian Airlines passengers had an extended stay in Vegas on Thursday. Hawaiian Air Flight No. 5 from Vegas to Honolulu was delayed twice by mechanical problems. At one point, while the 767 was being pushed back, the power that runs the AC and lights in the plane shut off. Elderly passengers were offered rooms, but other passengers were offered pillows, blankets, and food vouchers at the airport. At one point, the crowd was so unhappy, Las Vegas police were called in to help restrain the crowd. The plane finally took off 20 hours later.
Wow.
Gosh, man, that was terrible.
Well, at least Hawaiian take care of the kupuna.
Exactly.
Take care of all the people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Uncle Danny, you got our weekend weather. What we got coming up this weekend?
Hey, today, sunny. Highs in the 80s, near the water, in the 70s. Tonight, clear lows in the 50s to 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little cooler. High in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and right now, it's 67 degrees in Seattle.
Coming up in Hawaii, Radio Connection Sports, a 17-year-old Kauaian wins a prestigious surf contest in California, and a 16-year-old Iolani student wins a national golf tournament. We'll do that right after this on AM 1540 KXPA, and more with Daddy Gomes and
Uncle Danny.
Micah Gomes. Coming up in a few moments. Elana mai kako yakahala e na o Bobby's Hawaiian style restaurant. E aina mea ono e na nea na pu'uvai me ke aloha. Come join us, enjoy a delicious meal, and fill your hearts with aloha at Bobby's Hawaiian style restaurant. Auntie Diana and Uncle Bobby want to invite you to their newest second location at 13014 Highway 99 South on the border of Linwood and Everett, as well as their current location, 1011 Hewitt Avenue. Both locations feature incredible Ono favorites like mouth-watering kalbi short ribs, delicious lau lau, kalua pig, hamburger steak, Hawaiian-style loko moko, bochico chicken, and a lot more. Bobby's Hawaiian-style restaurant also features delightful desserts like guava, haupia, and chocolate dobash cakes. You want a real Hawaiian party? Have the ohana at Bobby's Hawaiian-style restaurant planned for it for you. From the banquet room to the ono kaukau to Hawaiian music with hula dancers. Call them today, 425-259-1338. That's 425-259-1338. Or go online to bobbyshawaiianstylerestaurant.com. So enjoy the new Bobby's Hawaiian-style restaurant on the border of Linwood and Everett, 13014 Highway 99 South, or take in the original at 1011 Hewitt Avenue. Bobby's Hawaiian-style restaurant, ono food in an atmosphere of aloha. In Hawaii Radio Connection Sports, Kama'aina. Jacques of Kauai won the NSSA National Surfing Competition held at Huntington Beach in Southern California last weekend. The 17-year-old scored an 8.25 out of 10 to win the men's open title. Cool stat, Jacques is in the history books along with his father, Kaipo, who won the 1987 Open Juniors Championship. Iolani Jr. Lawrence Chan won the AJGA Nebraska Junior Golf Tournament at Quarry Oaks in Ashland. The 16-year-old finished with a 4-under-par 209 for the tournament. He was one of only three golfers to finish under par. Get this, Chan won the State of Hawaii High School Championship as a freshman.
What's hard to believe? He's not from Punahou.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Punahou. Punahou get them all the time. Well, that is Hawaii Radio Connection news and sports. Coming up, more fun on the Hawaii Radio Connection with the Gomzes as they come in from Kauai and Renton and Uncle Danny. All of us here for you. If you want to give us a call, 206-343-5972.
Some people think of Hawaii as warm weather, white sandy beaches, and tourist attractions. But people who really know Hawaii understand it for ohana, or family. The beautiful scenery with its spirit in the aina, or land. Most important, the true Hawaii features its many different races, all living together and enjoying each other's culture. Like the islands, the Hawaii General Store embodies the true Hawaii. The ohana at Hawaii General Store can help bring that real Hawaiian feeling into your home. Enjoy the sense of Hawaiian candles like plumeria, gardenia, pikake, ginger, and tuberose. With the change of seasons, keep the scent of Hawaii on you with creams, lotions, and perfumes featuring the exotic white ginger and many Hawaii scents. The Hawaii General Store has the best array of books about the Hawaiian Islands, from its history to culture, and food to travel. And nothing's more local style than reading your favorite book and munching on Ono snacks. The Hawaii General Store, where you will experience the real Hawaii, right here in the Northwest at 45th and Latona. 206-633-5233. Aloha, Gail.
This is the Can't Miss Cultural Event of the Summertime for 2010. It's the annual Bonadori Festival at the Seattle Buddhist Temple on 1427 South Main Street, Saturday, July 17th, and Sunday, the 18th. Take in wonderful Japanese cultural events like taiko and martial arts demonstration, craft exhibits and displays, and of course, enjoy the sights and sounds of traditional Japanese music and dancing. And the place to be is the exciting food and beer garden. Relax with a cold one, enjoying teriyaki, the best yakisoba in the city, or maybe a cool, comfortable shave ice. Soak in the beautiful people and the outstanding jazz music. On Saturday night, it's J-Town recording artist, Deems. On Sunday night, the Emerald City Jazz Ensemble entertains you. So come out and enjoy the Japanese culture at the Bonadori Festival, July 17th and 18th, at the Seattle Buddhist Temple, 1427 South Main Street. Information at seattlebetsuin.com.
The best place for locals in Seattle is the Kona Kitchen at 8501 5th Avenue Northeast. Come in for Ono local favorites any time of the day. Kalua pig and cabbage, broke the malt beef stew, huli chicken, katsu, kawaii style prawns, edamame, spam musubi, and a whole lot more. What makes us so popular with locals is all the different fun kind activities we have. On the weekends, live Hawaiian music with many local artists doing kani kapila. We also have stand-up comedy and special events. But the best fun of all is karaoke every Friday and Saturday nights, featuring songs from Hawaii, Japan, and the Philippines, as well as popular American favorites. The lounge features drink specials, and we serve up ono pupus till midnight. So get your vocal cords warmed up. That's Kona Kitchen, 8501 5th Avenue Northeast in Seattle, 206-517-KONA, or online at konakitchen.com. And become our Facebook fan to keep up to date with our daily specials and special events. Call us about banquets, catering, and parties. Kona Kitchen, it's where the locals go.
Hey, 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 today, go. It's Spam Jam time at Kona Kitchen with Hawaiian music and with your morning breakfast. It's started. It's there now. Go see it. And it's open mic comedy evening hosted by Dan Moore at Kona Kitchen on the second Thursday night of each month. The fun starts at 9 p.m. Anyone can try the skill at making people laugh. I think Stephen Gomes Jr. and Micah are going to be there.
Okay,
next
so
time.
Micah, can I tell a joke?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. All right. Okay. You know, okay, because cousin Gail is not here, and she went to Punahou School, so we got to kind of let her know that we love her. Okay, Punahou School, what kind of school is that? You know that. What kind of school is Punahou School?
It's for the Howlies.
Okay, here we go. It's for the Howlies. Okay, so you know you went to Punahou School when you think the ATM machine is a giant public calculator.
No,
okay, well, that was pretty bad. Michael, nobody left.
Okay.
You didn't think it was funny? Wow. Okay, we try one more, okay? And I want you to hit this one over here. Okay, ready? All right, here we go. All right. All right. You know you went to Punahou School when your favorite fruit is chicken.
Might have got that.
Okay, maybe not. Was that funny?
Thank you. All
right. Thank you very much. Well, again, we are joined this morning, very fortunate, all the way from the island of Kauai. Stephen Gomes, good to see you. Mahalo for coming in. And all the way from Renton, we got Micah Gomes. Go get over there, sit by your place over there. Okay, so you, in your days of plantation, you guys had, you know, sometimes I heard you guys had, like, guys would throw blows at it, like fighter. But they also had funny things too, right? Tell a story about the time you were driving around and you you guys have microphones, right? Now, what is this thing called in you guys' trucks where you guys drive with the thing you guys talk like? The CBs.
Yeah, portable radio.
Yeah. And you sat on one time, eh?
Yeah.
What had happened?
At that time, I got demoted.
Okay. You were at work, you got demoted. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, and then anytime you go to a different level of a job, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do the lowest thing and start all over.
Right, right.
And sometimes you say things that you shouldn't. And all of a sudden, the button was pressed down in my pocket.
So hundreds of fellow workers could hear you while you was on, you never know.
I never know. And
now,
I don't swear, but
you tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, then this guy, good friend of mine working in a shop on Carvalho, he told me, Kupat, press the button, can hear you. And
okay, hold on. Kupad, what is that Kupad? Tell everybody what is Kupad.
Like a godfather, eh?
And that's your name. They used to call you that.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead with the story.
So the thing went on and on. We you know, there wasn't enough help. And everybody else was in meetings and things like that. And all of a sudden, you know, you say something that you shouldn't. But lo and behold, the next day, everybody came to field to help out.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
so when did you know that something was wrong? Because you didn't know. You were unaware that you was... were you telling? Like, what were you saying? I mean, without showing her...
Things like, you know, guys, it come with this... this was toward the end of my... toward the end of the career. And things like guys came from colleges and schools and they didn't come to worry about the fields. They just worry about their paychecks. You know, uh-huh. And when you never go to school, when you never think too much, but when you get to colleges and that, you know, you get...
Do it.
You
work.
Just come there and you come in for your pay. So it went on that things like that was said. And the funny part about this whole thing, the next day, everybody came to the field to work.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they asked, Kupad, you need some help. You need help. I kind of...
Little unintended consequences. You went off on everybody when you were driving. You never know. And next thing you know, they all showed up.
Yeah. You got a little bit scared too. This guy told me, I think he'll be retired.
You know, Stephen, what strikes me most is Kupa. That is such a fitting term for your dad.
Kupa, yeah?
Hey, godfather, yes.
Till this very day.
Cool.
Yeah.
Manuela boy, my dear boy, you no more hila, no more 5 cents, no more house, go alapak ya boy. Mama works at the big hotels, while sister teaches school. Brother works for the HPD. Papa make his money she didn't pull. Grandma works in the tarot patches while Grandpa makes the boy. Oh, sister's out with the holy boy. She comes home any old time.
So again, we're talking with Daddy Gomes, coming all the way from the island of Kauai. I'm joined with
Uncle Danny,
and we lost one. The
Portuguese lady. No, she howled. She went to the howling school.
Yeah, exactly. The other one. Winohoe, not here today. Taking a break back. Well, went back home for her.
She's got the two girls going to school, summer school at Winohoe.
And so, hey, Dad, thank you again for coming up and joining us on EV. You like this state, Washington? You like up here?
Yeah, I like it over here. I love it, especially tomorrow we go down to Oregon, go down to Lincoln City, stay down there for several days and come back, go with your sisters.
Yeah, and then you know something about Uncle Danny.
That's what he likes most, he said.
Oh, give me a
break. Squim.
You know what? My father, you think he liked that? You know what he like?
Well, the casino.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what Daddy likes. You like to go to the casinos. That's what you like to do. Right. Tell everybody what you guys do when you go at Squim.
Well, we like to go to the casinos, especially, they get bingo games and their regular games. And after we get through playing there, we go for our dinner.
Little buffet, eh? You go get your wings and then you go.
Yeah, then back to the gambling.
Back to
He's trying to support the Native Americans. That's a good cause.
Yeah. Tell everybody what happened a few years ago. He went down to Vegas with his reunion. And so before you went to Vegas, tell everybody what you did at the Honolulu International Airport. What you did?
Yeah, you know the stomach from that...
Buddha.
The Buddha.
Okay.
He told me if you want to get good luck, you rub the stomach.
From the Buddha at the Honolulu International Airport?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I rubbed the Buddha.
Yeah.
I figured this is only talk.
Yeah.
I rubbed the Buddha. And then when we went to Vegas, with Clash Reunion too, And then I had some good friends of mine told me, hey, spend your money in a skate. So I'm not a real gambler. I just go spend a little bit. And then the funny thing about this, I hit two jackpots without even trying. He said, look at that guy, come here. Spend only a few dollars and go home with a couple of thousands.
But tell everybody the jackpot. You hit the one. Which one was the one you'd hit? Kino. Was Kino. Which one was it? Tell everybody how you did that one.
That happened so fast. I just put in a few dollars and I made all that money. And I told myself, this is the time to quit. Just take your money and run. At that time, I had cattle. You remember grandpa? Your grandfather had cows. So it was on a drought time. And Kapa was really dry. And there had a lot of cattle out there for sale cheap. So we brought in quite a bit of cows to raise it. It was part-time kind,
Yep. Didn't you also hit the Kino where, when you go pick numbers and you never hit any number and you won, right?
Yeah. Just
tell a story about what happened with that one.
This just came. Oh, you know what happened? This thing came out one big buzzing sound, with all the lights and everything.
Okay, so Kino is the one where you got to pick all numbers. The different numbers, right?
I never picked nothing. Just I just played and I was just luck. Beginner's luck. And all I couldn't remember telling him, bring the money over here, bring the money over here, yeah, from Kauai, bring the money. Don't worry about just bring the money.
Give me the money, we're headed back to Kauai.
There's a place that I recall, not too big, that is kind of small. The people there, though they got it all, a simple life for me. Hele o tu Kauai, anale by the bay, Wailua River Valley is where I used to play. The canyons of Waimea, standing all alone. The magic of the garden eye keeps calling me back home. Underlay by the bay, Wailua River Valley is where I used to play. The canyons of Waimea, standing all alone. The magic of the garden eye is calling me back home. When I was young and not too smart, I left my home looking for a brand new start. To find a place that is better still, but now I know I never will. Hele o tu Kauai, anale by the bay, Wailua River Valley is where I used to play. The canyons of Waimea, standing all alone. The magic of the garden aisle keeps calling me back home. Keeps calling me back home.
Hele o tu Kauai, hui ohana. And
my relatives, you know.
Who's it? What?
Yep, Pavao and those guys. Are,
yeah, oh, you related to Dennis Pavao and Lilbert and Nerit Kapana?
Yep, both.
My father know the guy who wrote the song.
Puri guy?
Yeah, what is his name?
Larry Rivera.
Well, he's still around.
Yeah, if you go down to the Walmart, you'll see everybody there in the morning.
Tell us a story.
60 cents a cup of coffee and refills free. They all go in. You see everybody that you don't see around. They're all in Walmart.
Is that right? It's like an event for you when you go there.
They're You know, you kind of look forward. Eh? The ones that the husbands died, they're looking for new guys.
Looking for new husbands.
Yeah, all kind.
What else get?
Well, then you get plenty of guys with some good stories, too, about their retirement. They make this kind of retirements you never heard of, and it's all lies, but you go along with them.
Yeah, just have some fun, eh?
Yeah.
Good, good. So they stay there all day, some of these people, eh?
Yeah, they get no place to go, and they just sit around and talk story, and then they change chairs.
What do you mean, change chairs?
If you're sitting on this...
like in the front?
In a certain place.
Yeah.
You cannot sit there 2-3 hours later. You got to move. You know, don't look good. A big manager come around and see you there. So they must move. They move around. So,
like musical chairs at the McDonald's in Walmart.
Yeah. They, this guy, he's not there. And all of a sudden, say, hey, how come he's not there? I say, you know what? The boss talked to them. You know, they stay there too long because the other guys like come inside. So they move they move around from chair to, you know, place to place. So you cannot keep track.
Oh my gosh. So, because that Walmart is something nice. Every time people they go down
there. Well, that's a cheapest place that you can go to have a cup of coffee. Yeah. 60 cents and refills. Free.
Free refills. Oh,
so they're all over there.
I tell you one thing, though.
The funny part, they come from 20 miles away for a 60 cents cup of coffee.
Is that right? Wow.
I'm serious.
Oh, my goodness.
If we go all the way from Color Hill, 100 pp to less 20 miles.
Wow.
They're coming.
Goodness. Every day.
Oh, okay, Stephen, well, this has been so nice.
Yeah. What we got now, Uncle?
Oh, we got, you know, first, Auntie Manu is at Kauai Family Restaurant. Do you guys want to go down? 11 to 2, she is there with Gary Medeiros and nice music. And lots of weekly specials at Ua Jemaya.
Yeah, and so you can go down there, get your cup of coffee, sit down at Ua Jemaya. Remember we had yesterday? That would be a good place. Get plenty more seats in Walmart, no?
Yeah, yeah.
So the one in Renton. Where is it located? I don't know. I think it's Renton. All right, go ahead. What we got, Uncle?
In Renton.
Go ahead, Uncle. Sorry, my bad.
What's that? Lots of special stuff. Hey, my favorite is Maki and Inari Small Mix. You know, just $3.99. That's a buck off because I buy it every time, and it's great stuff. Fryer breast, $1.99 a pound. Wild Alaskan Sockeye Salmon Filet, $9.99 a pound. That is a nice price. Hey, good stuff for Ua Jemaya.
Yeah, Ua Jemaya, of course, three locations here. Renton, we got the one in Beaverton, Oregon. We got the one in Bellevue. And, of course, downtown Seattle in the International District. You like going to Ua Jemaya? We had a nice time over there?
Yeah, right. A nice place.
Good. Just like what store back on Kauai?
Walmart.
Suyoko's.
Back like Suyoko on Kauai. Yeah, exactly. Suyoko store, no?
Yeah. But I get one last thing to tell you.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
One day I went to this Walmart and I met guy over there, and he was telling me about he was selling land from the Walmart all the way down to the ocean and selling land here and there. He was in this real estate.
Got 20 seconds. Go ahead.
And I never know that this guy was rolling his own durum because he had no money to buy nothing. And the funny thing about how he's selling land, this guy told me, the guy's broke. He can't sell nothing.
Man. This has been the Portuguese Hawaiian Hour.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Dad. And seriously, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we always look forward to it. You know, when we have these get-togethers, people, they say, we really enjoyed when your father was on the radio with us. Yeah. So thank you. Uncle Danny, thank you so much for enjoying your time with us.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. You guys have a good day today. Yep. This afternoon, Uncle Ed will be on the afternoon show, and you guys take advantage of the beautiful weather. It's going to be so gorgeous, and then we'll be back next week. And you guys take care. Until next week, Uncle Danny, thank you so much.
Aloha.
Take care. Until next week, we see you guys. Enjoy the sun. Aloha. Ahui ho.
Malama pono.